Well, Declan, 2020 season, I know it's up and running. You've already played the McKenna Cup, but I suppose it's down to serious business from this weekend when Mayo come to Ballybuffet. First of all, what's the state of health in the? Because I know you've had a few long-term injuries.
Yeah, listen, we have a number of injuries, and you know, you have the likes of Paddy McGrath is going to be, you know, hopefully come back in the summertime. We're looking forward to getting him back in, and Jason McGee, Oisin Gallen are players that are rehabbing at the minute, and. You know, we have a couple of problems probably over the last number of weeks too. Stephen McManaman and Darrell Wheel picked up injuries, so they're probably not going to be involved. Well, Stephen not in the league, and Darrell probably missed a number of matches. But yeah, listen, to me, yeah, injuries are part and parcel of it, and those guys are working extremely hard, you know, under the guidance of Kevin Moore and Cahill Ellis, and the summer is those guys' target. But for now, it's opportunities for the guys that are going to get that chance to come in on Saturday night and the following matches. So we're looking forward to that there. We're looking at see where we are in terms of the squad, and that'll be tested, and the first test is going to be a Saturday night.
That's a serious amount of players when you talk about Paddy McGrath, Jason McGee, Darrell O'Boyle, Oisin Gallen, you know, Stephen McManaman. They're all first choice players.
Yeah, they're in that squad, and they all played last year in Championship. But listen, to me, you know, we're not going to dwell too much on it. We have as I say, injuries do happen, and we have to move on. As I say, and the boys are under the best possible treatment. They're getting the best possible care, and we will have them come back summertime, and that's going to be important from our point of view. But as I said, from now it's about the lads that are there and the opportunities that may arise for those guys now coming up.
Yeah. So a lot of young lads, we're going to see a lot of fresh faces this weekend.
Yeah, possibly, Tom. Yeah, we know we still have a couple of sessions to get over, and you know we can never think too far ahead. And we have the Sigerson match tomorrow night for LYIT, so there's four guys involved in that there. So a lot of things can change even in the next couple of days. But
and you have Brendan McCall and Conor Morrison, I think, with DCU.
We have four in Larry Kenny and two in Dublin, so we have six players involved tomorrow night, and we'll see how those guys come through. Hopefully, they come through well, and. Majority of those guys will be part of the squad for the weekend, so we're looking. We'll see how that goes, and we're hopeful that you know, everyone else comes through over the next 4 or 5 days.
The Sigerson coming in January, really has it put a spanner in the works in terms of preparation, and I know you'll regret probably the whole McKenna Cup, because you would have liked to get more out of the McKenna Cup than you got, didn't?
Well, listen, we got two very good games out of the McKenna Cup, Tom, and I suppose it was unfortunate on the day that, you know, the day that we. We're down to play Monaghan in the semi-final. We ended up, and I'll make no qualms about it, we just didn't have the players. We took the lads that were available that Sunday morning just in to do a late session, and all we had, I think we had 13 players, and that 13 players, we had two goalkeepers, and that was it. So we just didn't have the numbers, and there was no point really in going down the road of bringing in club players who would not be at that level, and you know, it wouldn't be fair on those guys. So we just couldn't field, we couldn't fulfil the fixture. We gave an opportunity to play it on the Tuesday night, which my thing was, I thought, a fair request, and that was turned down, so we had no alternative. But we moved on fairly quickly from it, Tom, and they can know, you know, our objective was, yeah, to get as many games in the McKenna Cup, and it's an important competition in terms of preparation for all the teams going into the National League. But our thoughts were turned very quickly to the 25th. Which is next Saturday evening against Mayo, and that's where we're looking forward. You know,
yeah. It's going to have to be reviewed next year, isn't it? Because obviously, and I know you've been a great fan of the McKenna Cup, and believe that it's been a good competition for getting ready for the league.
Yeah, exactly. And we've always treated it the first year come in. We won that McKenna Cup, and we got beat last year in the semi final in a very good match against Armagh and Oma. And again, you know, we'd qualified this year again, but unfortunately, we didn't get playing at that semi final. And it is an important competition, but you know, when you look at the end of any year and you're looking to bring in new players, a lot of those new players are young players. There's some of them are out of the under 20 age group, so they're all at third level, and a lot of them on scholarships, and you know, that's what we took in. We took in about 15 16 lads, so we're all young lads, and unfortunately they were the guys that we're all going to be playing on Sigerson, and it's the first time it, you know, there was a collision course in terms of fixtures, and I thought it needs to be looked at, Tom, and it needs to be changed. So that's up to the fixtures, you know.
Yeah. If it wasn't to be changed, would you consider maybe not entering the McKenna Cup?
Well, it's very difficult. You know, you can't be looking at your more experienced players coming out early in the year. You have to try, and I've always been that way, to, you know, be very careful when we get the players back. And, you know, it's a brilliant opportunity to see young lads in a competitive arena. And that's McKenna Cup is there. And those guys that survive in that arena in terms of McKenna Cup then step up going into a National League campaign. That's what we've looked at. But listen, it is what it is. I'm sure it's going to be looked at. I'm sure the colleges and will have to look at their fixtures. And to me, possibly the only way would be to get the colleges, as I said before, maybe November, December. You know.
Yeah. Talk to me, obviously, as you mentioned, obviously, quite a lot of new players going to come in, so it's going to be an opportunity for Connor Morrison and Brendan McCall. Connor O'Donnell has come in and impressed in the couple of games in the McKenna Cup, and players like that.
Exactly, yeah, that's the kind of players that you know, that's, yeah, and as I say, even out of the players that you mentioned, there's two of them involved tomorrow night, and Siggers, but it's an opportunity, and there will be guys getting an opportunity, and as I say, that's important from our point of view in trying to keep the thing moving forward and introducing new players and freshening things up and keeping players on their toes, and that's vitally important. And as I say, training's gone extremely well. I know, you know, we've had our difficulties in terms of a lot of football being played, but I'm sure every other team is the exact same, Tom. But we're looking forward. The lads are really looking forward to Saturday night, and they know it's going to be a really, really good test against a strong Mayo side.
You've tended in recent seasons maybe to leave the more experienced players like Neil McGee, the guys with a lot of football played, and even Michael Murphy to a lesser extent, maybe until later in the campaign. Does this now force your hand that you might have to bring them in a bit earlier?
Well, listen, we're probably going to look at everything, Tom, and as I say, we're not be in a position probably until Thursday evening when we get and we analyse where the Sigerson guys come out of it, those six players, and then the two training sessions. So we look at that there, and you know, we're not going to be forced into anything. We have a plan and place for the lads, and we'll just see exactly now, as I say, over the next couple of days where everyone's at. And because it's important that we have a bit experience on the pitch against Mayo. Mayo's going to come with an experienced team. They're going to come with a big support in the Balba Fae. And suppose the appeal I want to make to the Donegal supporters, and they've been brilliant, is to get in the Balba Fae in huge numbers again on Saturday night and really support them. It's going to be a young team that's going to be out there on Saturday evening, and they're going to need that support. And it's important from our point of view that we continue to make McCool Park a real cauldron and a place where opposition teams don't want to come to.
Before we look at Saturday night's game, overall the league, obviously you're back up in Division 1, you have Mayo coming to Ballybuffy, you have Galway coming to Donald Park, you're away against Dublin, you have Tyrone coming to Ballybuffy, you know, you have to go to Kerry, you know, you're playing all the top teams, you have Monaghan.
Yeah, listen to me, the top 8 teams are in Division 1, that's exactly where you want to be. And it's brilliant to be there, and we need now to get a sustained period in Division 1. And as I say, there's no better place to introduce new players and players that you want to look at to see if they're going to survive come championship than playing Division 1 football. And I think, as I say, that journey starts for us and on Saturday evening now. And But we'll take every game as it comes. We want to win every game, but I don't know if that's going to be possible or not, but we want to win as many games as we can. We want to be playing Division 1 football in 2021. And you know, the first 2 points are at stake on Saturday.
So, no thoughts of Mayo, of Tyrone and May the 17th just yet?
Well, you know, that'll always be there. It's always, you know, when the draw was made, May the 17th is always going to be etched in every player and every management around the management team. And we know that's the target down the line. But short term, it's the 25th. It's next Saturday evening. And it's those 2 points that are at stake against, you know, a Mayo team that's going to bring plenty of the ball with you.